In June, before Maria, before Irma, before everything changed, I spoke with the Puerto Rican radio and TV host Jay Fonseca about the challenges the island faced even then, and the mistaken impression among some mainland politicians that islanders just want federal handouts.
I think that we're not that different, that we are struggling the same way the Rust Belt or the Bible Belt is struggling right now, or parts of Pennsylvania, parts of Ohio. We have the same problems with drug addiction, for example. And the Puerto Ricans, we're not lazy people. We want to work. We want jobs. We want to provide for our families.
I still agree with Jay. Puerto Rico has been shaped in the image of the United States in so many ways. The big box stores, the corporate tax cuts, the political log jams, the scapegoating of the poor. The island has long been a laboratory for the U.S., sometimes literally. Puerto Rican women who were research subjects in developing the birth control pill, for example, didn't even know they were guinea pigs. And in the Cold War, while the Soviet Union used Cuba as a poster island, the U.S. used Puerto Rico as a showcase for capitalism. But what it now displays is skyrocketing debt, soaring unemployment, and a vast gulf between the few rich and the many, many poor. Sandra Rodriguez Coto.
So having this island that was supposed to have so much money turn into this chaos, and economic chaos for a decade, and being basically bankrupt, was a story. And Puerto Rico was being showcased all over the world as the new Greece.
And now, in a season of so many strong hurricanes, it was Puerto Rico that took the most devastating blow. But it could have been anywhere. And chances are, sooner or later, it will be.
Let's remember the context, which is climate change, a global warming.
Psychoanalyst Alfredo Carrasquillo wasn't the only one who made this point to me. And when I arrived in Puerto Rico 7 weeks after Maria, I met people who still hadn't taken their storm windows down because they feared another hit. Now this hurricane season is over, but the clock is already ticking for Puerto Rico and everywhere else.
It's not going to be 20 years before we get the next one. So are we rebuilding our infrastructure so that that infrastructure is destroyed again in a year or in 2 years? It's absurd. Huh? So what should we be doing differently at this point? And that is the type of conversation that we are desperately needing.
In the Cold War, the U.S. held up Puerto Rico as the emblem of the American way. Now, crippled by climate change, struggling with addiction, and torn by yawning inequality, it seems a different kind of reflection. But Puerto Rico is dynamic. It could still function as a kind of lab for fixing things, getting things right, for the mainland too.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Alana Casanova-Burgess, Jesse Brenneman, Michael Loewinger, and Leah Fetter. We had more help from John Hanrahan, Monique Laborde, and Sarah Chadwick Gibson, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineers this week were Sam Baer and Terrence Bernardo. Thank you also to Rob Christensen, Maria Cristina Rodriguez, Lowell Fiat, Lucinda Williams, Anna Casanova, Olga Casanova-Burgess, and Pablo Repolles.
Katya Rogers is our executive producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. Support for WNYC's coverage of Puerto Rico has been provided in part by the Jacob and Valeria Langloth Foundation. On the Media is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Is supported by the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio.